So last night, it wasn't even 24 hours since Thomas and I podcast together for the first time, and we're fighting. We're fighting about stuff. He tells me I need to leave and I'm about to put my son to bed. And I think it's not fair, and I think I have a lot of things that I am angry about, and I also don't think anger is a justified emotion. So there's a contradiction in my behaviors and my beliefs, and for this I am also angry. I also feel anger. I think I am getting better and not feeling so much anger, but I'm still pissed off at him for many things, mainly emotional neglect and abandonment, physical abandonment, and physically neglecting me, not just touching me gently when he passes me by in the hallway or the kitchen. And I don't do it to him as much either, so I guess we are both to blame, yes? And yes, and for this I am also pissed off. I'm pissed off about everything. And I talk like this because I have many accents, and this is the one that I choose for right now. Maybe it's easier for me to talk about when I talk it like this. And I am very, very frustrated. Frustrated that my house is on the market and I'm still unsure about selling it, and I will know today or tomorrow if the inspection and the appraisal are suitable, which my suitable is subjective, and sometimes I change it from moment to moment. And like, this is going to be good enough for appraisal, this be good enough. Well, mainly I stick to one number, but I also question whether I will actually care about how it comes back. And I might just say, I don't care what you offer, just take it, just buy it. I don't care. I'm just ready to go with it. I'm going into another accent slightly when I talk about this. I don't know why, but it's happening. It's just the natural flow of how it's happening. And I think I'm mainly ready to sell this house. I'm sitting here in the bathtub and I do love it. I love it very much. It's like my office. It has become my office, I realize. I had to put a little heater on to warm it up in here because I have the temperature down in the house and it's starting to get cold outside. So I have the house heat on, 55. I think I may have mentioned the other night, 2 nights ago, a day and a half ago. Anyway, back to this fighting. We are already fighting, and now I am feeling uncertain, and also I feel anger. Yes, back to the anger. I'm getting angry that I am angry. Basically, I'm angry at me. I'm angry at me because I make the decision to do everything that I do in my life. Frankly, I get to make all of my decisions. I get to make decisions where I live, who I'm with, how I live. That's on me. I can't blame anyone but myself. Yes. All of the anger is directing at me, and now I start to understand. Now it's really sad. I've been so angry at myself all this time, and I leave it on other people. I spit it out on other people. I feel very frustrated, and I realized. Really realized last night, I'm going to my British show, yes. Last night I realized that I've got to talk more kindly to my son, even when I'm angry at Thomas. It's very, very important. Because for some reason, I've been taking a lot of anger out on him as well, which I've talked about many times. And I don't want to be angry with my son. I love him so much. I love him so much. I'm going to London very soon. And I'm very, very excited about that. And I think I'm really considering living there with my son, and maybe Thomas live in Berlin. Maybe he live with his ex-wife, his second wife, and his two kids with her, second and third child. I don't know. He's leaving to be with her for 3 weeks, and this is something I have been angry about. Maybe I just angry at myself for this as well. And let me think about it. Let me think about it for a second. I think it's because I want the freedom in my life to be like him in his life with his exes. And I mean, he has made out with one of his exes' girlfriend since we've been together around this time last year, a little bit later, something like that, after his mother passed away and he in Austin. And yes, it happened, and I forgive him. I think one time I brought it up in maybe a frustrated tone, but then I said, yes, and I forgive you. I forgive you. It's okay. You were looking for love. I want to understand it. I want to have the same courtesy in my life from you. And I think he has given that mainly. I think so. I think he does have some jealousy tendencies. But for the most part, he is a very understanding when I think about being with other people and things like that. Holding hands with other people and kissing another people and another person. And yes, I want to be more like that with him and his exes, and especially this one. This one has been especially challenging where he go to see her, the one who has brain cancer, because her and I have had very much, very much emotional tension between us. And it's been very, very difficult, very, very. And yes, we've hung out a few times, but it was brief, and it felt kind of real when it was there, like genuine. And then later on, I question the authenticity, and then I get in my head about it, and I analyze it till it's bone dry, and I'm still drinking off of it. I don't explain it. I want to explain what I mean there. I think I did. It's very a waste of time is what it is. It's a waste of my time. Angry at me about this, I suppose, because I want to be free in this way with Thomas. I want the freedom from him, and he mostly give it to me, and I want to do it with him. And I'm having a really difficult time delivering. I'm wanting to deliver, and I think it's been very, very difficult in this category that I believe very strongly about, the emotional freedom, emotional openness, just openness, emotional openness, or just openness. It's just, I want that, and I want to give it to other people, and just feeling free to love whoever, however you want to love. But I think mainly, maybe we really do need a break from each other because I have this frustration. And I think I'm frustrated because I'm not exactly living the life that I want. I realize that I want to have
stimulating conversations with people, just like he likes. He likes that too. He likes to be just stimulated by the architecture, yes, the people, especially good food. And my hometown is very, very small, and I love it very much. And also, is not London. Let's just be frank here. It's not Berlin. It's not Mexico City. It's my hometown, and it's okay. I don't need to make it anything different. Sometimes I want to try. I say, oh, I want to open vegan restaurant here and the juice bar. And the other times I say, I want to go. I want to move on. And I struggle and get angry at myself here as well, because, well, I don't realize I'm angry at myself. I'm angry at everybody else because this town isn't exactly what I wanted to be. And it's not fair because this town is this town. I cannot change it. Just like I cannot change people and people cannot change me. I have to accept it. I accept that it's a beautiful here. I did not come back for a vegan restaurant to start one. I came back because I wanted to be closer to family. And I wanted to be close to nature, I wanted to be close to quiet, I wanted to be close to the beauty that is here, the familiarity that is here, and I did get that, I did. I'm getting it very much, very much. And I think that I think maybe I come to terms of acceptance with all the people that are here, that they are how they are, and that's okay. It's okay if we don't see each other. I say an ounce harder than they did, but maybe that's just me being putting myself on the pedestal, yeah? And that's not fair. I have lots more time than other people. I have lots more time to just do this, what I'm doing right now. I have lots more time to make plans and plan fun things, to do fun things with people. I have more time to think about all these fun things and do them and plan them and coordinate and facilitate. And that doesn't mean everybody always have the time to come. They don't always have the time to come. And I can choose to not make that personal. And I could choose to be pissed off at everybody, which I'm really pissed off at myself because I don't want to accept them. But you know, today I accept it, fully accept it. I want to accept everyone. I want everyone to accept me, so I have to accept other people. And also, I think, I do love this home very much, and maybe if I were a millionaire, I'd keep it. I don't know. I actually don't know. I'm not sure about that, actually. Because it's not just about the money. It's not just that. It's also that I miss people who do have time to hang out. It's like that's their life. And I don't know if that's because that's how city people are, because they don't have a backyard to take care of or a house to constantly fix, or if it's because people who want to talk to other people move to the city. And maybe it's some sort of combination of both of these things. And I came back because I didn't want to talk to people. I was too much. I walk out my door and there's people everywhere. And I wanted to not talk to people. So yes, I tried my hard to reconnect with family, some friends. And I really just want to be left alone and be by myself here. That's what it was about, you know? To introspect, to look within, to look inward. To look at me and the things that I need to repair, to fix, to therapy on myself. And that is what I have been doing. And Yes, bravo, clap, clap. There's still way to go. There's still more that needs to be done for the repairs on me and myself. And also, I have come a long way, and now perhaps I feel strong enough to be able to live international life since I've been my baby. And I feel like I am strong to do it. I feel confident, and I am ready. And I think that's where this sits with me, and why I go back and forth, because I'm basically shaming myself for the decisions I make sometimes, or just not fully accepting my decisions. And I made them all because that's what I needed them to be at the time. I needed to come back here. It was all meant to be, so I could recenter and ground and find a safe place for my son and I, where I feel safe with him, and where I know it well, and I know most of the people. And that's what I did, and I am ready to fly again, like the bird, the beautiful bird that I am. And I am accepting it. Yes, today I accept it. And I will also go into the thing about, you know, Thomas and I fighting already, and it's okay. It's like he wants his house to do his thing with, and I think that's good. And I would help him as much as I can with it financially. And also, I need to take care of my son and I need to take care of him and I. So that's first. And I have already helped a lot, and I am grateful for how much he has helped me. And I also want to say that it's been almost 6 years since the day we met, and that is our anniversary. And we are still getting to know each other. And I wanted to say that if you do not know yourself very, very well, you do not know this other person. And so I'm getting to know myself more, and getting to know this other person more. It's taking a long time, and it's a lot of sitting quiet and listening to my thoughts and analyzing them. And I do it publicly now. Yes, it is true, and it has helped me immensely. And I thank you all for listening and going through this with me, really. And I hope whatever you are going through, you can do it. I know you can do it. That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say, whatever you are going through, you are doing it. And I am so proud of you. And I hope you can look in the mirror and also say, I am so proud of you. Because you deserve it. And you are so beautiful. And just keep looking inward at what you're angry about. What is the truth behind it? And you figure it out. Thank you. Gracias.